Chapter 4
"Tell me about Ant-Man again,"
Cassie said. She had finished her sandwich and was now opening a plastic cup containing chocolate and vanilla ice cream. Scott had one, too. They each held a little wooden spoon in their hands as they started to dig into the dessert with relish. Mackie would flip her lid if she knew what passed as a well-balanced meal in Scott's house. But hey, he had limited time with Cassie. If corn chips and ice cream sweetened the deal, who was he to deny his one and only daughter? "I was in the middle of telling you the Captain America story," Scott protested. "Don't you want me to finish that one first?" Cassie turned her head to the left, then right. "So that's a no?" Scott asked.
"Tell me about Ant-Man, then you can tell me about Captain America again,"
Cassie said through a mouthful of ice cream.
"I like your stories."
Scott slapped his knees with his hands, then stood up from the table. "The Ant-Man story it is," he said. There was a reason that Scott and Maggie had gotten divorced. He always left this part out of the Ant-Man story when he told it to Cassie, but it was always there in the back of Scott's mind when he told it to her. Scott was a good man and a good husband, and when he found out that he and Maggie were expecting a child, he knew that he would be a good father, too. Things were looking up. Then there was the Vistacorp job. That was another part of the Ant-Man story that Scott had never told Cassie about. His side hustle as a burglar. But a righteous burglar, like a modern-day Robin Hood. The thing was, Scott couldn't stand to see people being ripped off or hurt by big corporations. Just the idea of people who couldn't fight for themselves, losing their life savings as corrupt companies essentially stole from them, made Scott angry. And when he got angry, he decided to do something about it. In the case of Vistacorp, Scott had discovered that the company was deliberately overcharging its customers. So Scott hacked Vistacorp's systems and stole the money that they had stolen and gave it back to the customers. This made Scott feel good. He knew he was doing the right thing. Unfortunately, the law saw things a bit differently. And while everyone agreed that his intentions were noble, the end result was that he had been stealing.